Global economic growth is slowing more than was forecast only a few months ago as energy and inflation crises risk pushing major economies into recession. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The Paris-based OECD has projected Eurozone economic growth will slow to just 0.3% next year. The OECD's General Secretary, Matthias Cormann, told a news conference this morning that the global economy has lost momentum in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The world is paying a very heavy price for Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. Alvaro will present the details of our analysis, but let me highlight some key challenges. We are facing a global and broad-based surge in inflation. The inflationary pressures were already building up during the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic as economies reopened and supply couldn't match the sudden surge in demand. Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine brought additional disruptions to commodity markets and pushed prices on those markets up further. Elevated food and energy prices are now spreading more broadly to affect core goods and services across many countries. Households and firms are suffering as costs rise and purchasing power is taking a hit. For all these reasons, the interim economic outlook that we're presenting here today is more pessimistic than our previous projections in June, which were already a material downgrade on our projections towards the end of last year.
And that's Matthias Cormann, General Secretary of the OECD, speaking this morning. Let's talk to our economics correspondent, Robert Short, who's been going through this latest bulletin from the OECD. It's pretty gloomy reading, Robert, I mean, particularly about Europe and the Eurozone.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, they, as the Secretary General of the OECD just said there, they had already downgraded their forecasts in June when they do their main annual forecasts. And this is a sort of a catching up exercise where they update them in the autumn. And really looking into next year, they've taken a big slice off where they believe particularly economies in the euro area are going to go. I mean, they've downgraded growth in Germany by 2.4%. They're penciling in now a recession in Germany next year, where they expect the economy to shrink by 0.7%. Across the euro area in general, they have growth of just 0.3%. Now, that implies, so that's for the year as a whole, but that implies that there will be a recession at some stage in the euro area next year, according to the OECD. And on the other side of that equation, they've upgraded their forecast for inflation. So across the euro area, they're forecasting inflation this year to average just over 8%. So that's an increase of just 1% on what their forecast was as recently as June. That's more or less where the ECB believes it's going to be this year. But they've got significantly higher inflation next year, just over 6% across the euro area. So the reasons for all of this, of course, are the reasons we know is the ongoing war in Ukraine. They say that it has been dragging down growth more than anticipated. They believe that inflation has intensified across economies, not just in Europe, and it's becoming more widespread. But particularly in the case of Europe, they believe that the risk of an energy disruption, which basically means Russia switching off the gas or Germany not being able to, principally Germany, but also the rest of Central Europe, not being able to access gas supplies into next year, that's a major risk which has risen.
And what are they saying about Ireland?
Well, they're not really saying much about Ireland. They sort of they say a little bit about Ireland when they have their main forecasts in June. This is sort of an update to those forecasts. I mean, back in June, they were forecasting the Irish economy to grow quite strongly this year, and they're highlighting the fact that, you know, some of the multinationals that we have here, we're lucky to have in industries that, you know, are quite resilient to downturns, like the pharmaceutical industry and IT.
Just on another matter, developments in the UK. We saw this mini budget announced last week by the new British government, new Chancellor of the Exchequer. A lot of very negative reaction on financial markets. And the pound has taken a big hit. And talk now in Britain of having to jack up interest rates to try to deal with what's coming down the track.
It's been another crazy morning in the UK on financial markets. There's actually reports now, just this lunchtime, that the Bank of England may be about to make a statement on the situation, and that's been reported by Sky News, and the FT has reported that the Bank of England is not denying that there may be a statement coming later this afternoon. There have been rumours reported in the financial press in the UK that the Bank of England may be about to intervene to increase interest rates, because they just increased interest rates by half a percentage point last Thursday, but it's not until November when they meet again. Now, since they became independent in 1997, the Bank of England has never increased rates between their scheduled meetings. But we saw today that the pound dropped to its lowest level ever against the dollar in early trading. It came back slightly, and it's also fallen against the euro. It's down to about 89.90 pence against the euro. Now, it has to be said that, you know, there is a strong dollar story here as well, and the euro has fallen against the dollar too. It's at 96 cents. So, you know, there is definitely a lot of pressure on the UK economy. There's definitely a lot of pressure on sterling, and the cost of borrowing to the UK, so their 10-year bond rates, they call them gilts over there, that rose again to just over 4% this morning. And if you compare it to before the new Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng took to his feet on Friday morning, it was costing the UK just 3.5% to borrow. So there's been a very significant impact as a result of all of those measures announced on Friday and the anticipated increase in borrowing that the UK will need to do of €72 billion this year.
More on that, no doubt, in the days ahead. But Robert Shore, thank you for that. After this short break, we'll be talking to Sports Minister Jack Chambers about his negotiations with the Boxing Association, and he responds to those latest reports of assaults on GAA match officials.